the first time in 3 years that we've been circumcising, we're very happy because this year we have managed to circumcise more than 90,000 men so far. And we hope we'll be able to circumcise even more than 100,000. Remember, in the first year of our program, we only managed 9,000. In the second year, we did 24,000. And last year, we only managed 42,000. This year, with 90,000, you can see that this is more than double the number that we circumcised last year. And we are happy that men now seem to understand and are now motivated to come for circumcision.
What do you attribute this increase of men taking up circumcision to?
Well, I will attribute this to more understanding of circumcision program itself. And I think also now that we have a few men who have been circumcised, they've been able to spread the word and dispel the myths about pain, about other things that are contained about circumcision. And in any case, personal experiences from those men who have been circumcised is a strong motivator to their peers and others to make sure that they also come for circumcision. We have also managed to have more demand creation activities like campaigns, like public personalities and many others advertising and endorsing male circumcision.
What are some of the benefits of males getting circumcised?
The benefits of men getting circumcised are first and foremost improved personal hygiene. And I think all men that have been circumcised will be smart and they don't have problems with personal hygiene. The second one, of course, is that the reduction of sexually transmitted infections, especially the genital ulcerative diseases like syphilis, herpes, and chancroids. There's also a reduction in the transmission of HPV, human papillomavirus, which then can be transmitted to their female sexual partners and therefore causing cervical cancer. So those are some of the benefits which we feel are important that people can do. But the most important one in our case, of course, is the reduction in acquisition of HIV. We know that men who are circumcised have a 60% risk reduction in terms of contracting HIV. Yes, circumcision does not eliminate the risk, and we encourage men to use condoms, to be mutual faithful, and of course, to stick to one partner.